Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City. And right now we're sitting with author Susan Morris. She's written her first book, and it is called The Habit. Hello, Susan. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. So this is a book about a mother-daughter relationship, your relationship. It is autobiographical. It is a memoir. And I love the last line in the description of the book. The Habit introduces two unforgettable women you'll be glad to know from a safe distance.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that is the way you might feel after reading the book.
And why is that?
Well, you know, my mother and I don't like to say we have a lot in common, but unfortunately, I guess we do. We're both a little bit naughty, I guess.
Really?
You might say, in different ways.
I'm interested in hearing more.
Well, that was what was so interesting. Is at the beginning of our story, this book covers a two-year period during a health crisis. My mother was 85, got cancer, and in the middle of her treatment, she decided to become an Orthodox Christian nun. And this was, you know, to me, just one more escapade of hers. Having been with her my whole life, I'd watched her go on many tangents. And our relationship at the time was pretty tenuous. But what happened was I was emailing my siblings about how the health crisis was going. And in order to just keep our spirits up, I started getting a little bit creative with my emails and trying to have some fun, you know, coming home after a long, hard day at the hospital or whatever. And it was a lot of fun, and they were cheering me on. And eventually my sister said, you are writing a book about our eccentric mother, and just keep going. And so I did, and I knew that she was probably going to be still alive when the book was finished, because she has a tremendous force, life force. And so I decided the best thing to do was to start sharing chapters with her. And this is somebody I was never able to laugh with. But when I started reading my mother, this stuff, this sort of comic perspective of her from my point of view, and she started to laugh, we found each other's sense of humor. And I think what was interesting is that she kind of got a kick out of being caught, being naughty, being nailed by me. And I really appreciated that she thought I was funny.
If you don't mind my saying, in many ways, it's a wonderful story. In some ways, it's sad that it took that long to discover that about your mother and you and your relationship, yes?
Oh, yeah. And for me, it was really at the point where I was almost in despair. I really thought, you know, I'm sticking by her. I'm her point person, you know, the sibling on the ground that goes to the doctors with her and is looking out for her closely. We live very close to each other. And I just sort of thought, you know, it's too bad that we aren't really ever going to get close. And I feel like we were given a gift.
The book has brought you closer.
The process of the book, something about her transformation as well, becoming a nun. She got very grounded and serious. And, I think lots of old people mellow and start really taking a look at their life, and many relationships heal towards the end of a parent's life, if you're lucky. And so I guess it was bound to happen. But it is an interesting way to have it happen. She's a portrait artist, or was. And so she kind of understands how important it is for the artist to be able to portray the subject from their point of view and to allow that. Otherwise, it's not all that interesting to just have a perfect representation or a flattering representation of somebody.
You mentioned your mother was eccentric. Yet there are universal themes about the book, aren't there? Mother-daughter relationships.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And also, it's it's mother-daughter and children. It's a sandwich generation book, really, because my kids were teenagers at the time. So there was a lot of running back and forth and sort of being crunched in between, you know, teenagers who needed a lot of attention and a mother who was having a crisis and needed a lot of attention. And so I kind of stretched myself very thin and learned how important it is to eat when that kind of thing is going on, for example.
What do you think your readers will take away from the book? What will stand out most?
The feedback that I'm getting now is, it's interesting because it actually appeals to men and women and not just to sandwich generation people, but people who either are in the sandwich generation or about to be in the sandwich generation are going to get a lot of information, a lot of tips about things that we did wrong that we should have done a different way, or things that we did right that will help us. There's also a shared experience, sort of catharsis. You know, if you've been through the wars, if you've been trying to shepherd an elderly person through our incredibly complicated and frustrating medical system, I have a lot of fun with that. People have identified with that and enjoyed being able to laugh at it.
Once again, the name of the book is The Habit, and the author, first-time author, Susan Morris. Susan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.